Hey everybody, thanks for a great module on small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. Wanted to give you a quick summary and review. So remember, with small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, we want to make sure that we're analyzing the hydrogen and the methane lab values separately, as well as analyzing for if they had that hidden type of SIBO, that hydrogen sulfide SIBO. Remember, in treatment of SIBO, we always want to consider the root cause, which oftentimes is food poisoning and involves that migrating motor complex. We can use the IBS SHORE or the IBS D-TECS to actually figure out the functioning of that migrating motor complex and then treat accordingly. And remember that we also want to consider things like low stomach acid and protein pump inhibitors as being part of the potential cause of SIBO and correct those things as well as considering and thinking about one of the sequelae of SIBO could be intestinal permeability and treating that, as we talked about in those videos. So thanks so much for a great module, and we will see you for the next one.